Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
To Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix
104.1. It is Carson and Kennedy. I can tell you what Carson is doing. He's in the Catskills right now. Fishing. Fly fishing.
Fighting for his life against bears.
Well,
what he's doing.
I didn't get any texts yesterday or pictures of bears, and I'm a little disappointed. I really thought I'd get one, but maybe today. Fingers crossed. No, really, I'm
usually
not
you try to avoid bears when you're in the woods.
No, I want to see one up close and personal.
Through Carson's lens.
Correct.
It's the safer way.
So we love knowing what you guys are doing for the weekend, because ours can be sometimes kind of boring. Mine sort of is. Although Mr. X flew in late last night.
Oh, that's not boring.
Yeah.
He took his black government-issued Learjet and came up to visit?
He did. So he got in last night, but I really haven't really seen him because I was half asleep. And he went downstairs to do what normal people do
right at
8 o'clock at night. And then when I left this morning, he was dead asleep. So,
is he up here to help you with your medical stuff?
Well, I mean, he'll be back next Wednesday for the surgery. So it's kind of a quick turnaround. But
he's got to do spy stuff in between.
Yeah, we just haven't seen each other in a long time. And so we're just trying to, you know.
So what are you going to do this weekend?
Honestly and truthfully, I don't know. We didn't make too many plans because I had the seed placement yesterday. I just didn't know how I might be feeling or if I'd be a little sore or whatever. But I think we'll probably eat somewhere. We love to eat. I really want to go to Marshfield Fair because it closes this weekend.
Eat some fried foods.
Because I love a fair and I love Marshfield Fair. So hopefully that's what we'll do.
What's your favorite thing that they fry that's not supposed to be fried at the fair?
Oh, well, my favorite thing to get at the fair is corn on a cob on a stick. That's my absolute favorite
thing.
We had at the Big E 2 years ago, they deep fried, they took a giant pickle, put a hole through it, put a hot dog in it, breaded it, fried it, put it on a stick.
It's an abomination.
It was delicious. All right.
I love they just deep fried butter. Like,
they did. I've had deep fried butter. I've had deep fried Kool-Aid. I've had deep fried peanut butter jelly. I lived in Tennessee for a while, Dan. I've seen some
deep
stuff.
Deep fried Kool-Aid. That's America.
It really is. All right. Are we going to line one, Dan?
Yeah.
All right. Haley from Franklin, going to see a show.
Good morning.
Hey,
how are you?
Good.
What's up?
What is deep fried Kool-Aid?
So I think what they do is they sort of fry it, freeze it, and then they dough it, and then they flash fry it really fast. It just
does. Wow, you got my mind going.
I know. They do stuff in the South that's different than up here. What are you going to see this weekend, Haley?
I'm going to Avril Lavigne.
Oh, let's
that's
go.
That's amazing.
All of the early 2000s pop punk goodness.
I mean, just leave early, girl, because Kenny Chesney's that night, too.
I know, but if you leave early, then you miss complicated at the end, and it's a whole thing.
No, I mean leave early to get there.
Oh.
Because it's going to be a messy.
Yeah, it's going to be a mess getting out, too. You're just going to sit in traffic for a while.
Every second of this show. The last time I saw her, I was 17. I'm now 31.
Are you kidding? Well, I hope you live your. I hope you relive every single one of those days of being 17 and all of the angst and trauma that Avril put us through.
My 2008 outfit is already laid out and ready to go.
Well, let's get it. I need a picture, Haley.
What are you wearing?
Oh, a lot of hot pink, a lot of plastic jewelry.
Are you wearing a tie? Are we doing the Avril tie?
Oh, thin tie. I have the thin tie. Kennedy.
You must send me a picture.
So
Kennedy at mix1041.com. Please send me a picture.
Are we making our eyebrows extra thin to remember the era?
No, we don't do that anymore. We can't. We'll never get it back.
Bang.
Oh, my God. I can't. I can't.
Have so much fun.
Have a blast.
So
all right, honey. Have a blast.
Guys.
Bye. And it wouldn't be Friday if we weren't talking to Corey from Medford. Hey, hon.
Hey, Kennedy. How's it going, girl?
It's going very well. Tell us a story about what you're doing this weekend.
So, this weekend, I'm going to be going for one and shopping for one of my favorite teachers.
Yes.
Because we all need extra crayons. And I'm applying for a new job over at the Harborside.
Why are you sad you're leaving your current job, or is it just time to move along?
It's time to move along, but it means starting work earlier.
Oh, just more time to spend with us, Corey.
Well, we'll see about that one. But I'm always going to be calling for vacations and stuff.
How do you do in job interviews, Corey?
I am one of the worst job interviewers there are.
You're so personal.
I'll either get super nervous and just start talking, or I run out of questions to ask.
Well, buddy, I'm sure that you will be great. Just be yourself. Everybody loves you.
Just use buzzwords like synergy and workflow.
I mean, like, I really want you to get a new job, but to think of a day where you don't text us at 5 o'clock in the morning and call in every Friday is going to make me a sad girl.
Well, I always have a textable.
All right, good enough.
When I did my interview for this internship back when I was 23 years old, I came to my job interview in Timberland boots with paint on them.
Yes.
And the producer at the time was like, that's a bold choice.
Were you like, I work for a living? Thank you very much.
Really? It's funny, I worked in a warehouse. I didn't need that? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He was like, that's a bold choice for a job interview.
Was it?
It was Zach Stone.
You know what? I give it to him. He's the only one. If it had been the other two, I'd have been like, no. All right, Corey, well, let us know on Monday how it goes.
Good luck,
and we wish you the best of luck.
All right, love. Have a good weekend, guys.
Thank you. All right, 617-931-1234. Let us know what you're doing for the weekend. We're going to find out what Dan is doing. He's doing something today that I kind of want to tag along on.
Oh, so. You're more than welcome. Bring Mr. X. We'll have a party.
At 6 o'clock at night?
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
It is Carson and Kennedy. Carson off on vacation. He's up down across at the Catskills, fishing and camping with Barrett and a bunch of other dudes and their sons. I hope they're having a good time.
Just a big dude weekend?
Just a big dude
bro-ing
weekend.
Out.
Yes, bro-ing out. Dan, do you want to take calls first or say what you're doing first?
We'll take some calls. Why not?
Rachel from Wakefield, you're going to see Kenny Chesney tonight?
No, Sunday. Kenny Chesney is... I'm actually going more for Zac Brown. It's been a big concert summer for us. A few weeks ago, we saw Green Day at Fenway, Pink Wednesday night, and now Zac Brown and Kenny Chesney on Sunday.
How was Pink at Gillette? Because I saw her
videos flying
all over that place.
Right?
I have now seen her 3 times, and I will tell you, each time she just gets better and better and better, and she's just a little ball of magic. She's amazing. And then watching her on the DNC last night, she just does things more and more and more for me to just love her even more. She's just amazing.
Oh, incredible woman. I love to hear it. Well, have so much fun. Leave early. Give yourself lots of time.
Oh, yeah.
On a Sunday, it's tough because you're going to work on Monday.
Are the Patriots at
home? Wednesday night, Pink was pretty rough coming back from Gillette. We didn't get too.
Well, maybe Monday you call in. It is what it is. Have a good time, Rachel. All right.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, and we have Lisa from Marblehead. What an important weekend you've got coming up. What's happening?
My son is getting married at 4 o'clock today.
Oh, today?
Today, 4 o'clock.
How long had they been dating, engaged, all that? Tell us their story.
Met in college, and they both wanted to get their careers, you know, in place. Mm-hmm. So they, it's been 9 years.
Oh,
yep.
Are you so,
so he's
happy?
A deputy U.S. Marshal. I am. And she's occupational therapy, and they're all here from Virginia now, getting ready to fight the big one.
How you feeling today, Mama?
Yeah.
I'm emotional because I miss him.
Yeah.
And for him to be safe out there, you know, but he's got a wonderful girl that's going to take care of him.
Oh, Lisa. Well, we, our heart is with you today, and I hope it's everything that they want it to be, and I hope you have a really good time watching your son become a husband.
Are you going to do like a mother-son dance?
Yes, but he wouldn't tell me what the song is.
Lisa, you have to call us on Monday.
I was going to look it up to
you
play it, but
100% have to call us on Monday and tell us what it was.
Yeah, so he's getting married at the club and the reception's at the club.
All right, well, have a blast.
So out on the... Thanks.
All right, we'll talk to you on Monday then.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. Have fun tonight.
Oh, that means he has got a song ready to make her cry is what that means.
Yep, she's going to be...
100%.
She's going to be waltzing and crying,
oh,
waltzing and crying.
All right, Daniel, I know you have some fun stuff planned for today. Let me have it.
Yeah, so tonight I'm actually heading up to Canobie Lake Park.
Love it.
Which is so much fun for me.
So
I haven't been to Canobie in years. I love roller coasters. I'm going to hit the Yankee Cannonball.
Yep.
I'm going to be stuck to the wall in the Turkish Twists.
Oh, I can't do that one.
Oh, I love it. All of it. I'm super excited. But the reason we're going is because, as we spoke about earlier this week on the show, my girlfriend is a Taylor Swift fanatic.
Yes.
And there is a Taylor Swift impersonator that's going to be playing. Like, Canobie always does like cover acts.
Yes.
And the woman that's Taylor Swift up there is supposed to be...
I've seen
dynamite.
Some videos. She looks amazing, and she looks just like her.
Yeah, me and our music director, Mike Mullaney, were looking her up yesterday when I was telling him about it, and she is like a doppelganger. She should be in Vegas doing shows.
Really?
It's incredible.
Maybe you can get an interview.
Yeah, I'll give her a business card if you want to come on the show.
With the fake Taylor.
So I can't escape Taylor Swift anywhere, so I'll be doing that tonight.
I'm sorry.
And then I'm going right from Canobie up to New Hampshire to try to get one more boat weekend in.
As one should.
Try to live that lake life.
As one should.
I walked out to the car this morning, and I was like, oh, it's chilly.
Yeah.
This is going to all end soon.
Yeah. Well,
I could feel people whispering about pumpkin spice as I walked to the car this morning.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to sneak in one more nice boat day.
Well, I think that sounds awesome. I hope you have a blast this weekend.
Mm.
Tell us all about it on Monday, will you?
I will.
All right,
I'll be here, God willing.
It'll
and
be
the
mean.
Creek don't rise.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches?
Ah. Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.